The first major retail diagnostic check of the season is officially in. Early this morning, Wednesday, May 20, 2026, Target Corporation webcasted its highly anticipated financial results. For Wall Street analysts and macroeconomists alike, the Target Corporation Q1 2026 earnings report serves as the ultimate real-time litmus test for the actual discretionary purchasing power of the American consumer. The underlying data shows a fascinating, high-stakes tug-of-war playing out across the domestic market. A massive federal tax injection is battling severe, ongoing maritime shipping disruptions. The OBBBA stimulus lift versus middle market margin compression targets first quarter performance deck highlights a delicate balance within the retail landscape. On one side, consumer baseline spending is getting a substantial lift from the sweeping personal and corporate tax breaks enacted under the Omnibus Budget and Better Business Act, OBBBA. This legislation has successfully funneled a net $127 billion tax injection directly into the consumer ecosystem over the past fiscal cycle, stabilizing household balance sheets and keeping checkout lanes active. However, that domestic tax tailwind is slamming straight into an international logistics wall. The shipping standoff, volatile, ongoing Middle East shipping standoffs have heavily disrupted key transatlantic and transpacific trade lanes. The rate spike. This volatility has sent spot container freight rates soaring, driving up structural input and transportation costs. The scale disparity. While a retail giant of Target scale can leverage long-term pre-negotiated freight rates and advanced intermodal shipping routes to insulate its margins, middle market suppliers lack that kind of weight. Mid-tier manufacturers are facing intense margin compression, a trend that threatens to push wholesale price hikes back onto store shelves by the third quarter. Target Corporation Q1 2026 earnings. Financial performance matrix. Despite these global shipping headwinds, Target's aggressive focus on digital upgrades and lean inventory management successfully kept its core operational margins well defended during the quarter. Financial indicator prior year quarter, Q1 2025, active Q1 2026 baseline market sentiment and operational impact total quarterly revenue $23.85 billion $24.46 billion up 2.0% YoY, hits the upper limit of Wall Street consensus. Consensus apps $1.31 1.37 reflects significantly lower inventory markdown overhead. Digital comparable sales baseline standard plus 4.7% growth fueled heavily by same-day delivery and drive-up services. Operating margin 5.3% 6.2% expanded via internal efficiencies, offsetting freight spikes. The math behind the margins. WordPress ready breakdown to accurately evaluate how long the OBBBA consumer tax relief can keep the retail economy afloat against global logistics strains. Risk analysts calculate the discretionary margin variance using a straightforward operational framework. Net discretionary margin impact equals tax stimulus lift minus international freight drag. To map this cleanly out in standard enterprise reporting lines, the equation weighs two opposing economic forces. The tax stimulus lift, calculated by multiplying the total $127 billion OBBBA consumer tax stimulus by a structural capture coefficient, which tracks how much of that cash goes toward discretionary retail shopping instead of basic debt servicing. The international freight drag, evaluated by multiplying the active per container ocean freight cost premiums by Target's specific supply chain vulnerability exponent for non-essential and imported seasonal goods. As long as the tax stimulus lift outpaces the international logistical drag, retail giants can maintain their baseline profitability. However, if shipping standoffs escalate further and push freight premiums past the breaking point, retail operators will be forced to pass those structural price hikes directly onto consumers at checkout. Inside look. The premium on back-end supply chain mastery lets cut through the corporate jargon. The Target Corporation Q1 2026 earnings stream proves that while the American consumer isn't broken, shoppers are forced to be incredibly calculating. The $127 billion tax safety net from the OBBBA has given households a reliable cushion, but that extra capital is fighting a constant war of attrition against freight-driven inflation. For retail executives looking ahead, the play for the rest of 2026 isn't just about clever merchandising.